Good morning. A blessed Harvest Festival to you all. Today we learn about or hear from our Lord that He restores His people as He did with Josiah and His people during that day, and He makes us to be fruitful. So we turn now to our opening hymn, 892, Come Ye Thankful People, Come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us,
so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your transgressions. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are restored.
Amen.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 24th Sunday after Trinity is from Isaiah chapter 51. The prophet Isaiah writes, "Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of Yahweh. Awake as in the days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces that pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep? Who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? and ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I am who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass, and have forgotten Yahweh, your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? And you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor who he sets himself to destroy, when he sets himself to destroy. And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am Yahweh, your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth and saying to Zion, you are my people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Speak together our verse of the week. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you. Jeremiah 10, verse 1. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1. Paul, writing to the church in Colossae, says, "And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in the manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the sons of the saints in light. And he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." We stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. While Jesus was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well," or in Greek, "saved you." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all that district. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn, 895.
it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The woman with the flow of blood faithfully touched but the fringe of Christ's garment, and she was saved, made well. For her sake and for ours, Jesus would undergo a dramatic reversal of what took place that day. He would go on to exchange her meekness for the mockery of his own people. He would trade her faithful touch with the fist of Rome. And in shoring up her blood, Jesus would go on to shed his own. The blood of Jesus. It is an endless stream of salvation that flows from his pierced side. Flowing from that day to this, flowing into every font and chalice in Christendom, flowing unto every nation and generation upon the people of God's own choosing. God's Son was merciful, is merciful. But in his ministry, he received no mercy. In the end, neither man nor God had mercy on him. In his own body, he bore the entire weight of our sin, our sickness, our ailments. And in our stead, he drank the full cup of God's wrath against us. God's innocent Son bore it all. He endured it. His love never fails. Jesus pleased the Lord. In his crucifixion, God's righteous judgment satisfied. God's call for complete obedience under the law answered. God's promise of mercy for his enemies fulfilled in his Son's ever-flowing stream. And then, like the girl of today's reading, in our hearing of it, at the appointed time, our Father lifted up his only Son from the slumber of death and the grave and raised him to new life. Your Savior lives. He is the first fruits of the resurrection. For whoever believes in him, he also shall be raised. Those who hear Christ's gospel and believe, they are like a harvest field ripe for the harvest. No preparation is required them. They don't need a 10-week course on Christian doctrine to be saved. They don't have to satisfy any prerequisites or conditions before the Lord claims them as his own. No, those who hear the gospel and in hearing, believe, they receive the bounty and abundance of Christ, free of charge. The moment this little seed of faith is planted in them, instantly they spring up like a beanstalk into the heavens, stretching far and above all that we can see, and are made co-inheritors of God's kingdom. Christ has done it. It is finished, he said. All that was ours, he made to be his own. And all that is his, he makes ours. Whoever believes and is baptized in that flow of blood, they die with Christ and they rise with him to new life. You know that robe that the woman touched, just the fringe of that garment? Well, what is that compared to the robe of Christ's righteousness with which you now are clothed? This robe not only touches you, it wraps you in his purity and love. You wear it It covers you. You, sinner, are saved. You who are sick, you shall be made well. You who are ailing, your strength will be renewed like the dawn of a new day. But woe to those who do not believe, for even what they have now shall be taken away, and they shall be condemned to the unquenchable fires of hell. Thanks be to God. My friends, I told you that the fields are ripe for the harvest. That they are. For behold, the reapers, they are at work. They have been carried like the wind unto every corner of the earth. How many, I pray you, how many people shall hear the gospel today and believe? How many shall reject it? How many shall be washed in the ever-flowing stream? How many shall be planted in the kingdom of heaven? How many wrapped in the robe of Christ's righteousness in this last hour? How many shall bear his fruits in abundance at this appointed time? My Lord, you know. My friends, the harvest is ending. The signs are all around us. What has this past year been but a sign of the end? Soon the Master comes. Soon he shall descend from the clouds to look upon his creation and take account of his harvest. On that day he shall thresh the wheat from the chaff. Only his good fruits shall pass on from the threshing floor. The wheat he shall gather into his barns, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Whoever trusts in his own good works, his own fruits to save him, this is the one who shall be cast into the fire. But those whose trust is in the Lord, in his fruits, they shall be gathered into the barn. For they produce his fruits in season and out of season, some yielding 30, some 60, and still others 100-fold. And which fruits are these that are borne by God's people? They are the fruits of Christ's atonement, the fruit of contrition and repentance over your sins, the fruit of forgiveness for your transgressors, the fruit of mercy upon those who do not deserve it, the fruit of your love for even the vilest of your enemies. They are the fruits also of the resurrection, the fruit of an abundant life, the fruit of joy, of comfort, of peace, the fruit of thanksgiving and praise, the fruit of hope and love. You are my people. You are my people, says the Lord. O Zion, the Lord restores your life. You are like those of a dream. He fills your mouth with laughter, your tongue with shouts of joy. The Lord has done great things for you and for all the people of the nations. You are exuberant. You are washed in that endless stream, and God restores you to life. He favors you day upon day with his fortunes. So sing praises to the Lord this harvest day. Sing praises, O you, his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. O Lord, great is your faithfulness. My friends, bask this day in the joy of the Lord, and take up the plenty he has laid before you. Sometime later today, later this week, read again the scriptures which the Lord has spoken into your ears. Read again the Psalm, the Old Testament, the Epistle, the Gospel. Read them at mealtime, before bed, the moment you arise. Meditate on these passages. Soak up all the nutrients our Lord has for you. God's word never dries out, never grows old. By it also you shall produce good fruit, and so prove to be his disciples. So take what is his, be filled with it, bestow it upon others day after day. Produce his fruit. To produce it means to give to another what is truly profitable for them. Not what we consider to be profitable to them, but what our God considers to be profitable for them. Sometimes this fruit of the Lord is a stern word. At other times, it's a word that comforts. Sometimes it means to give a jobless man bread to eat. And other times it means to warn him, saying, as our Lord's Apostle Paul has written, if anyone is unwilling to work, neither shall he eat. By the Spirit of God, you will know which you are to do at the proper time, whether to feed him or to warn him of the wrath to come. And lastly, my friends, I must warn you. Be careful not to hold yourselves to an unattainable standard as you strive to produce our Lord's fruit. Don't get wrapped up into thinking, oh Lord, look how few fruits I produce. I will never yield 100-fold like St. Paul. How can I ever be called a true Christian? This opinion is the devil's lie. So rather than comparing your works to St. Paul's works, instead read his words, eat his fruits, and be satisfied. For even St. Paul himself says, my brethren, we are not sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our sufficiency is from God. My friends, you are a pleasant planting of the Lord. He is at work in you to produce his fruits. And these fruits, no matter how many or how large, they are pleasing to him. For they are fruits born in faith. Faith in the Son of God, Christ Jesus, your Savior. So your fruit, regardless of size or number, is sufficient. For Christ's sake, both you and your works are pleasing in his sight. You are a good harvest, says the Lord. So then, my brethren, let us strive to produce Christ's fruit more and more as the end of the harvest approaches. And let us do so not out of obligation, nor out of fear of inadequacy or punishment or any such thing. But rather, let us produce Christ's fruits in a right spirit, in his spirit of thanksgiving and praise. Daily look to the fruits of our Savior. Behold them in Jesus born for you, his body and his blood, his spirit given. Then see him in his divine service to us, here in this place. We come here to worship, yes, we come here to be served by him, and he is glad to do it. Then find them in each other. Notice his fruits. Give thanks for them. Find them in your parents, in your children. See them also in yourself. And when you see them, consider not their size nor number, but rejoice in this abundant harvest of the Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. We stand to confess the faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, very God of every God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Few announcements for us today. You see our Harvest Potluck Committee that was assigned. So please, when you see them, give thanks to God for them, for the fruit which they have borne this day, and for your sakes. Daryl Hinkledye, birthday card shower. Please send him a card here by November 20th. We'd love to shower him with many good gifts. The Board of Education is looking for a Christmas Children's Service Director. If you're interested or have a name suggestion, please see Carrie Schmidt, Paula, or Angie. A children's choir will sing next week. It will be the last Sunday of the church year, the Parable of the Virgins. The 10 virgins, right? And the week after that will be the youth choir, which will be the first Sunday of Advent. It's already here, right? Our Thanksgiving service this year will be held at 9 a.m. with offerings going to our seminaries. And then the Christmas children's service practice will take place during the Sunday school hour, starting November 28th, first week of Advent, through December 19th. Also during that time, as the children are practicing, we'll be having a special Bible study. We won't be continuing on with our lessons as we have been through the scriptures. We're going to take a little break for just a second and read through some hot-button issues, topics today, such as addiction, transgenderism, divorce, and abortion, and consult our Lord's word that we may be restored. With that, we turn to the prayers of the church. Oh, and we're added to our prayers this day is Steve Carlson's dad, who had a massive stroke last night. So we will continue, include him in our prayers. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives, and for all families from generation to generation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Holly, Anjali, and Hannah, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, for our veterans, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for all industry and commerce, for those who teach, and for those who learn, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, for the jobless, and for those in prison, Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and dying and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Steve Carlson's dad, for Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Jeff Bungis, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Continue with the offertory.
Of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of a Virgin Mary. For our sakes he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood, his fruits on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our petitions. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in my remembrance. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in my remembrance. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The fruits of our Lord's cross, the body and blood of Christ Jesus himself, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of that feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And we pray for our meal downstairs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the gifts you have so freely bestowed on us for Christ's sake, especially for the gift of a good harvest this year. Grant us to eat together with sincere hearts, with gladness, with laughter in our mouths and joy in our hearts. Lord, we give you thanks for what a wonderful harvest, not only in the physical sense, but the spiritual sense you have given us. Help us to see the fruits of your cross in the lives and works of all our brethren and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
May be seated for our closing hymn, For the Fruits of His Creation.